Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration for many African Americans across the United States. It started in 1966 as a way to connect with African heritage. The Swahili language is at the heart of the celebration. Leija Farr looks at the perspective of a native speaker and how she plans to keep the language going.
Kwanzaa is a lifestyle for me. I find beauty in the oddest places. The smell of the fire as we light the candles, the pouring of the water as we welcome ancestors into the room. While everyone looks forward to Christmas, I'm more excited about the day after, Kwanzaa. My grandmother, Corrine Farr, talks about the items she places on the table.
There's the mkeka, which is the mat. There's the kanara, which is the candle holder. There's the mishima saba, which is the candles. There's the
kikombe chao moja, babunzi, zawadi, which are the unity cups, crops, and gifts. I've always thought Swahili is a very pretty language when you hear it spoken.
It's very melodic. It has soft tones to it.
But everyone does not feel this way. I had a friend back in elementary school who was a native speaker of Swahili. He didn't speak his language because he felt it's uncool. That word has stuck with me until now. Recently, I spoke with a friend of mine who is also a native speaker.
It's sad to hear, like, people, like, they think it's uncool.
This is Ilhan Ali. She's a 16-year-old, and we are both sophomores at Cleveland High School. Our friendship started with Swahili, something I have adopted, and she's spoken her whole life. Moving here almost 2 years ago, she started off very shy. But after hearing me chanting a song in Swahili, the two different worlds we came from became one. She shared with me where she's from and how it's different from here.
I was born in Kenya, in Nairobi. When I was like two, my dad died, so life was a little bit tough. We had to walk like almost 10 miles to go to school. There was no bus, nothing.
Ilhan grew up around small tribes in Kenya. Kwanzaa is not celebrated there. She told me she was honored that people in a different country were speaking her language. My father, Jamal Farr, describes in brief words what Kwanzaa is.
A genuine tradition as opposed to a co-opted one.
What does this mean? Well, think about any holiday that you celebrate. Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, Christmas, holidays that get more and more commercialized, while Kwanzaa has remained true to its roots. But why was Swahili an issue to native speakers? Something embedded, inked, practically coded in their bloodline. Was American culture just not accepting? This is a question I asked my dad.
It's very interesting because we always talk about this individualism in the Western culture, but it seems like it's very conforming culture. It seems like it's a culture that if you don't fit into a certain box, then you're ostracized.
Being able to stay connected to African heritage is one of my dad's many passions. Ilhan shares the same passion.
Ni muhimu sana kuongea lugha yenu nyumbani, sema shuleni, pale popote.
She says it's important to keep the language going. She tells me that her kids, which she plans to have in the future, will know for sure where they come from.
So do you plan on passing the tradition of speaking Swahili to your kids?
Yeah. You have to make them understand why is it important, like, to, you know, to continue with your culture so that they also continue with it.
For Radioactive, I'm Leija Farr.